Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 2nd of September 2017, and this is the 647th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's dark outside now and very calm and quite warm for, well, maybe it's not warm for this time of the year, but we've had some quite cold days this last week, and today it was suddenly 18 for about 5 minutes, but pretty warm compared with other days. And so it really feels as if spring is here, and it is September, so that is our first month of spring. And certainly everything is budding. I've got blossom on my nectarine tree, and I've got blossom on the apricot tree. My tulips and daffodils are quite late, but then I planted them very late too. Everything seems to be beginning to sprout, so it is spring. I was going to record this podcast this morning when I went for a walk on Knocklofty. But it was so windy, I knew that you wouldn't be able to hear me, that the interference would have been too strong. So I didn't. And then I realised I was so absorbed again in what I was doing that I didn't do a podcast. And now it's about, 7:30, maybe 7:40. And I'm sitting at my desk with some tea and a notepad, and I've been continuing to plan for the surge that I'm doing next week, this retreat. I've noticed that I have been quite good in some areas of my planning. I've been thinking about it for a long time. I've been very clear with people that I won't be available. So I've cancelled a lot of things, and I've iterated it to anybody I've seen so that the people who I'm likely to randomly bump into during the week if I'm going walking also know that I'm going to be socially absent, let's say, for the next week. So all that feels really clear. I had a wonderful washing day yesterday. It was sunny and a bit windy, and so I've got clean sheets on the bed. I've got clean clothes that are folded and put away. Tomorrow I'm planning a bit of a cook-up, but I did some shopping today, so I've got some food in the fridge that isn't my usual food, which is quite nice. I found some beetroot burgers in the at our post office, ironically, and I also found some salmon there. So I've got a couple of really nice things in the fridge. And I hope to do a bit more clearing up. I would like my living room to be a bit... I've got one corner in my living room, which is a disgrace. And yesterday, when I was having to get some financial documents out, I had a bit of a cascade of a pile, which I haven't sorted out yet. So it would be good to do that, but it isn't the top of my list. The table that I'm sitting at is really near the top of my list, but it's not too bad because it's been hosting the cave. And I really want to hone down more clearly my intentions for the week, so that I know exactly what I'm going to do when I sit down on Monday morning, rather than just having a vague idea. So that's where I'm at. And I feel as if I'm going on holiday. I know I'm not, but it does feel like that I'm packing up for something or putting things in order for something to happen. And the other thing that this means is that I won't be recording podcasts next week. I've been debating with myself whether it would be distracting to do the podcasts. I've thought that it might be quite good to do podcasts for me as well as getting them out to you as a way of acknowledging what I've been doing each day. But I think for this time round, I need to just be in the surge zone. And I think that this doing this retreat now is setting myself up to be able to retreat a bit on my own in the future. And so this time I won't be doing any podcasts, but I may well experiment with that as an idea in the future. So apologies for no podcast this week. I realise that I've only been back a week since my unplugged week, but this is something quite different and I really need to see where it takes me. So I do hope that you will forgive me for that, and I really hope that you have a good week as well, that maybe you can set some time aside to just focus on what is most important to you. Thank you very, very much for listening to me this week, as always, and yes, have a really good week next week. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday. Next Saturday, I will be back. Bye for now.